and my home mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. There could be another summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Both today expressed interest in another summit, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's on a South American trip, says sanctions will continue.
There remain in place today the world's strongest sanctions, UN Security Council resolutions, which make clear the objective. The denuclearization of North Korea, I'm very confident, will continue.
Pompeo speaking in Peru. Two children are dead in East Texas after a storm toppled a tree onto the family car in Lufkin. Earlier in Franklin, Texas, a tornado damaged homes and injured a dozen people. Robertson County Emergency Manager Billy Huggins says a curfew is in place.
As of right now, I need everyone to understand the curfew. It's not to keep you from doing what you want to do. It's to protect your property.
This is Fox News.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
It's time to charge into summer with a healthier lifestyle. Being healthier is easy, even fun. That's why the YMCA of Greater Montgomery is hosting Healthy Kids Day Saturday, April 27th from 10 to noon. Tons of games and activities, fun at the pool, canoeing, archery, healthy giveaways, and more. And the best part? It's free. Each center will be offering something different. See details at ymcamontgomery.org. Join the Greater Montgomery Area YMCA on Healthy Kids Day with no joining fee for one day only. That's a savings of up to $100, all YMCA of Greater Montgomery locations. Plus, there's no registration fee for summer camps and childcare on Healthy Kids Day. Have fun being healthy with the YMCA of Greater Montgomery. Visit your neighborhood YMCA today and make plans to join the fun on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to noon. Be healthy and have fun doing it. Healthy Kids Day. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward pet drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Our focus is on the severe weather threat, which begins in the overnight hours here in Alabama, unfortunately. For tonight, some widely scattered storms possible. Then later tonight, in the overnight hours, possibly as early as 1 a.m. in the far western counties, and then spreading eastward during the pre-dawn hours, in through the morning, and then finally into East Alabama around lunchtime or thereabouts. The threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornado. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet and next to you during the night so it will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Also, make sure that your weather radio is in the alert mode so it can wake you up in the middle of the night as well. Stay weather aware and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Thank you, Jay. Welcome back to the program. We're gonna play you a very short video about the sun, and then we're gonna have Postman and Frank are going to discuss what this means. So let's see if we can get this. Let's check my volume. Glad I did. I had it muted. Right, that should be about right. Let's see what we got here.
There's 22-year-long solar cycles of deadness and activity and deadness and activity. They started in the early Renaissance. And they peaked out around World War II. And now that we're in cycle 24, the sun's going dead. And it's not creating an ionosphere. It's like the solar cycles are ending. So today the solar flux is 140-something. It should be 200-something. So the sun's only operating at half power right now for this part of the cycle. So you don't have the ionosphere that you need in order to communicate to other parts of the world. It's all dissipated.
So ham radio's dying.
Well, admit it, so there was no ham radio available for a year during the minimum of the cycle. Wow. Now we're at the maximum, and the maximum is no better than a minimum. So now the question is when it goes into the minimum in the next 7 years, how dead is the sun going to get? The last minimum, it got record dead. The solar flux never dropped below 60, ever. This time it went down to 58.
Wow.
And you couldn't communicate via the ionosphere. So So the sun can be reconfiguring for a cold, dead cycle. Like in the Dark Ages. There's a popular book written on the subject called Jupiter Effect. It's actually fairly accurate. Yeah, it was about the total planetary alignment in 1980. And the solar flares that it was predicted to create, according to the RCA theory. And the solar flares happened just like they were predicted. And finally trip off Mount St. Helens.
Wow.
Solar flux went up to over 400. The Earth actually wobbled on its orbit from the coronal mass ejections hitting it.
What was this?
1980. October 1980. Or it controls all the frequencies. So if you don't know what the sun's doing, you don't know what frequencies to use.
Exactly. Wow.
That's why RCA started radio astrology. You have to know what the sun's doing, and the planets tell you what the sun's doing.
See? He's smart.
So RCA gave me the equipment. Sonoma State provided me with the place to do it. And the Cosmos provided me with the total planetary alignment.
The one that was doing this for
so I was the guy with the equipment and everything right wow. there as the thing happened. I studied the whole event over the couple of years that the whole solar cycle built into this alignment. There's no inside structure. Yeah, there's only a surface. There's nothing inside.
Is the sun actually, do you believe, combusting it out?
It's not burning anything. There's no fusion in the sun. That's well understood.
Proven.
Yeah, well, there's just not the way to prove that there is any. It's only in the flares that you get fusion. That's why all the X-rays. The flares, the arcs, and the X-rays, and the microwaves, and whatever result of fusion in the arcs. There's no fusion in the sun. They don't know how the sun works.
No, they don't.
Why do you? What's special? How does the sun make light?
It's a transformer. Transforms from that's some other dimension.
That's the word. Transform.
It's not burning anything.
But
it doesn't have to.
The whole time, folks.
It's a converter.
What?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
I don't know.
But that's what it does. That's the only thing
love
it can
honesty.
Do because that's how everything works.
Love honesty.
Transformer from another dimension.
Yeah, you could say it's taking energy from another dimension, counter space. There's no energy, actually. You can't, most of it, you can't even measure in outer space or see.
Can't see.
No, you can't see the sun in free space.
That's right. There's no pictures of it.
The sun is not visible.
It's not in free space. It's only invisible when gross matter becomes involved, like the Earth's atmosphere and envelope and the surface of the moon or whatever. That makes the light. Otherwise, there is no light. You can see the moon, you can see the Earth, but you can't see the sun or you can't see the stars.
There's any pictures of it.
Planets.
Yeah. Right, you can see material objects, but you cannot see the sources of light. There is no light until there's a material object.
To reflect.
So that means there's no time delay. So the whole time delay thing is meaningless. It doesn't take light years. There are no light years, because there's no light. So that means that the light you see from the distant stars isn't 4 million years old. It could be only minutes old. It could be instantaneous. All the theories collapse when you can't see the stars in outer space.
This is where you log the solar flares?
Well, whatever's going on in the day, the solar flux, the atmospheric pressure, the cloud types.
What's he sitting in?
You know, any other particular interesting information. These are the positions of the hurricanes. So this was E, whatever that one was. I don't bother with the names, that's those letters. These are the ones. These occurred off of Baja. Yeah, well, this was in July. So that stuff moves up here and starts the thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Well, nuclear fission is a religion. It's a law. You know? The world must believe. That's all there is. Sure. The sun is an atomic bomb burning in the sky. If you don't believe that, you're going to go to jail.
Okay, now, your theory on the sun... I want to get
hollow.
So every planetary object is hollow, right?
All hollow. Well, the sun's definitely hollow because I studied the sun for 4 years straight.
This is the question.
And it's obviously hollow.
Okay.
And the solar the sunspots are holes that allow you to see inside.
Really?
Yeah. It's dark inside. The sun is well understood in radio physics and studying ionosphere and sunspots and all that stuff, that the sun does not operate by fusion. They do not know how the sun operates. The fusion only comes out of the arcs because of the current density. That's where the hydrogen fusion occurs, is in the actual arcs between the flares. The sun itself is not a fusion device.
The fusion is only the effect of the
It's
flares.
A converter. Yeah, the sun is a converter from another dimensionality into this dimensionality. And obviously, if you can't see it in outer space, the conversion's not complete until it hits the Earth's atmosphere or other physical object, and then it finally converts to electromagnetic light.
It hits the ozone layer. It does.
Well, the Earth's envelope. Yeah, it's on the Earth's envelope is undefined. Yeah, but you have to get into Wilhelm Reich about that. Like we were talking about how you can't see the stars anymore.
Yeah. So the sun, you say, makes its quote-unquote energy through some electrical etheric process.
Yeah, because of its voltage, its position.
Would you call it some kind of etheric lamp? A lantern?
Yeah, it's like a giant Tesla lamp.
You know, it's a burner.
It's not burning anything.
So it's an etheric electrical converter. And
it's converting from primary force to secondary force.
And the conversion is complete once it hits the upper atmosphere.
Then once the emission interacts with physical matter, then it reverts to its reduced form, the waste product, which is heat and light and mechanical activity.
They're attacking.
But it doesn't start off like that, and its origin is undefined because it comes from what people like to say another dimension. Counter space.
Sunspots are holes in the
sun. Holes in the hollow sun. It's a photosphere that generates the light, and it's contiguous. It's not contiguous. It's little things that move around.
Contiguous.
Yeah. It's an arrangement of little glowing spots, and it's dark in between. It's a veil. And that's where the illumination of the sun originates, is in that veil. It doesn't come from the inside. There's no nuclear furnace in the middle. There's none of that yet, and that's understood. When I studied this stuff at Sonoma State, that's understood. But they have to continue this popular image that the sun is a nuclear bomb burning in the sky.
Scarcity.
Because that's everything's got to work on destruction.
Exactly. Burning something. Yeah. Like the caloric theory, that's another
thing. Yeah, whatever. It has to be the laws of thermodynamics. You have to pay. It has to be a meter. If you can't put a meter on it, it's not real.
Do you have any respect for Newton at all? Just a quick.
Wow. That was excellent.
Yeah, it's good, and it kind of verifies, you know, what Frank and I have been talking about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I mean, think about how large that Tesla coil is. That Tesla coil is 100 million miles away from here. And it's 998,000 miles in diameter.
Think about it. It's hard to it's hard to fathom.
It's absolutely incredible. But now it's a it's in a downturn as far as energy is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe. This is what I believe about it. I'm going to take it a little further than he did.
Okay.
I actually believe that the energy that comes from the sun comes from counter space, from other collapse or black holes that actually exist in certain parts of the galaxy, because everything is connected by trans. I'm going to use a Star Trek term, by natural transwarp conduits.
That's a mouthful.
And these conduits are huge.
Wow.
The term actually fits. To be honest with you, who knows? It may be right.
It could be. They have this habit of showing us and telling us stuff, the truth.
Yeah.
And call it entertainment.
Mm-hmm. But this is a natural conduit. This was put here, you know, during creation.
Well, this guy has successfully duplicated a lot of Teslas. Apparently, he's a big fan of Tesla. Duplicated a whole lot of his experiments, and I'm sitting here reading about him. It's amazing. He has his own website if you want to look him up, folks. EricDollard.com, E-R-I-C, P Dollard. I'm sorry, Eric P Dollard, D-O-L-L-A-R-D.com. Amazing. Yeah, let's see. He's done over 4 years of research on the sun at Sonoma State University before his lab was taken from him. Ah, so they shut him down.
They shut him down, yeah, because he's telling the truth.
Yeah, you can't have that. Yeah, he's living out in the desert now. Let's see. He set out to recreate all of Tesla's technology and design a system of self-powering, faster than light, and lossless communication.
How about that? I mean, if you're listening carefully, listening to him real attentively, mm-hmm. He mentioned something about the sun and its relationship to the weather on this planet.
Yeah, he did.
There's a direct correlation with the actual sun cycles and the weather, and also, I don't know if anybody was experiencing any kind of a problem with the internet yesterday, but I was. I don't know whether it was the phone or not, but where I was, I was the only one that was experiencing that. And there's another thing too. I had some bleed over on my television today at home.
That's very unusual.
I could hear somebody talking on the radio.
Man, that doesn't happen these days. Wow.
That was weird.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. Not anymore.
Somebody keyed a mic.
Something.
Twice. Yes.
Wow. Wow. I'm looking at one of his many, many, many published papers on electricity, dielectric and magnetic discharges, and electrical windings, electrical oscillations, and antenna and induction coils. Wow. Barry, if you're listening, I just sent this to you via email. Take a look at this. Barry's our electronics expert. He's a teacher in electronics. Maybe he can understand this better than I can. A lot of algebra.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to fathom, you know, the stuff that he's...
It flies in the face of everything we've been told
is
true.
And it's kind of weird to actually hear something that... I'm like, wait a minute. Now, that sounds like the truth, in other words.
Uh-huh. I heard this years ago, and maybe you even said it, but I got to tell you, it's never ring more true to me than now, and that is everything we've been told is a lie.
It is.
Everything.
Everything's based on a lie.
It is.
It is. And I tell you the truth, I think that's that's why we've been given an opportunity to actually choose. And I think that's why we're in flux right now. That's why the human race is in flux right now, because we're being lied, stole from, cheated.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Just...
Yep, yep,
and,
yep.
And
absolutely correct.
All the all those different types of adjectives that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, screwed.
Yeah.
Screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Yeah.
Guess what? I missed the quarter break again. So let's go ahead and hit it, and then hopefully we'll hear from Frank real soon.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
money. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. And we're down here cooking up fresh seafood for you. We'll do it fried, steamed, or grilled. Got all kind of good eating, like those royal red shrimp deep water in the Gulf. Got those Argentina shrimp, taste between a shrimp and a lobster. Got some oysters Rockefeller. I know y'all gonna get hungry out of that steamer cooking over there. Some fried shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good. And then that good, good stuff on the grill, amberjacks, ribeye steak, snapper, grouper. So, you know, it's going to be good food down here. And now we're going to talk about live entertainment because we're excited. Victor Wainwright and the Train are back in town. That's right. The B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. What a prestigious award. Well, Victor and his band have won it. And now they're going to be here at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. You'll go down here. You can rent you a pontoon boat. We can fix you up. Campground will be opening soon. So a lot going on. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
Welcome back to the program. This is going to be a very short segment, more like 3 minutes, because we're going to have to hit this big break. I'm just reading that there has been and this is a great news, 5G rollout facing a $1 trillion class action lawsuit. That's a good thing. Only a serious legal initiative can immediately suspend the catastrophic deployment of 5G. That was from longtime personal attorney, injury attorney, and environmental advocate. And he says, let's see them square off with a phalanx of personal injury attorneys and a cadre of environmental lawyers who will be marshaling through $1 trillion class action lawsuit. That's from the State of the Nation. That big telecom, in tandem with government officials, really thought they could get away with the 5G rollout is the greatest example of raw hubris and unfettered arrogance ever displayed in broad daylight. That's a bold statement. Truly, that the vested corporate interests, along with their enabling government representatives, attempted to arrogate such sweeping powers unto themselves reflects an extraordinary level of endemic corruption and serial criminality. Again, that's a bold statement. The chutzpah, didn't see that word coming, did you? And recklessness and audacity and insanity, that's a good word, associated with the ongoing national rollout of 5G exceeds anything ever seen in the history of the United Snakes of America. That's very true. Well, he said states, but I'm going to say snakes. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Frank. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Hey, not much. Are we ready? Or
yeah, yes, we're ahead. On, man.
Yeah, okay, good. Hey, man, I got several things tonight. But first of all, I think we need to focus on what we talked about sometime earlier in the week. And most everything that's happening right now, I think people need to realize is the result of chemtrails, period, okay?
Yeah.
And before I go into Enoch, I want to cover a little bit. Right now, let me give you an idea, and I'm sure you know, but most people probably don't, what the Navy is actually spraying on it, okay? They're spraying aluminum-coated fiberglass particles, barium chromate, benzyne, copper, hydrogen kinase, iron, lead, magnesium, potassium, rocket fuels, jet fuel emissions, and zinc.
Oh, stuff just that we never heard of. Yeah, great.
Yeah, okay. Most of this has been banned by the Geneva Convention.
Uh-huh.
All right?
They don't care.
And I think everybody needs to take a step back, look up in the skies, and wonder what's going on. And I mean, it's pretty simple. Okay, but what I really wanted to talk about, obviously, was Enoch and what you guys just talked about a little bit. But I want to share something with you real quick, if I could. First,
please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it just means a lot to me. The Enoch obviously walked with 300 years with God. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And it tells us the main reason that God took him in Hebrews 11:5-6 by faith Enoch was taken up. He did not see death, okay? And the reason was because it was faith, okay? Whoever would draw near to God must believe that they exist and that the rewards that who seek him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting ready to start my chemotherapy, and we do all these papers and all this paperwork, and we go to this prelim with a consultant or whatever.
Lawyers.
So I fill my papers out, and I get to the anxiety am I nervous and scared and all that type of deal? And I put zero. I have zero anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, do we need to call a psychiatrist? You know, we have psychiatrists we can call in. I said, about what? She goes, there's nobody that you're not facing reality. I go, you have cancer. And I go, okay, I understand that, okay? But I have no stress level. I have no stress, zero.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it.
No, no. So I told her the story, and then I was supposed to be brain dead. I died for 9 minutes. I go, where do I have the stress? And what's neat, guys, this is the neatest thing.
Yeah.
Getting the radiation treatment. Okay, they put tattoos on you. They put two on your chest and one under each arm. They're exes, okay?
Yeah.
Three of my exes have bled. Okay, bled meaning that the top mark and the cross mark, the top mark has bled down. So it's a perfect cross, okay?
Oh, wow.
Every time I look in the mirror, yeah, I've got three crosses on me. Okay,
you're marked, buddy. You are marked by the Creator.
So if that isn't walking with God, I mean, I don't know what it is, but I just wanted to throw that in.
Amen.
Anyway.
That's great.
The Book of Enoch, okay? And the Enochian calendar. You know that in 167 BCE, King Anacostia banned from the nation of Jerusalem the Enoch calendar. And here's the reason why. He dedicated the temple in Jerusalem to Jews, to Zeus, the Lord of Heaven, Baal Shamai. Okay? In other words, Baal.
Yeah.
Okay? So they eliminated the Enochian calendar. And it's huge, and everything that's going to happen with the signs in the heavens.
Yes,
everything you guys talked about earlier is related to Enoch. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I wanted to really share with you, let me pull this up. I got 6 windows open.
Oh, sure.
Is what you just talked about? Okay.
The sun
and the days, and this is Enoch 80, and just what you talked about just a minute ago, at right break, what you played in right before the break. And the days of the sinners and the years shall be shortened, and their seed shall be tardy in the lands and the fields, and all things in the earth shall alter, and they shall not appear in their time, and the rain shall be kept back, and the heaven shall withhold. For those times the fruit of the earth shall go backwards. Okay? And then moving on, the many chiefs of the stars shall transgress their order, and their altars and alter their orbits and paths. Okay? And the sun shall shine more brightly than accords with the order of life. Okay?
Wow.
That's what's about to happen. Now, what's interesting to really study and to understand, and I'm trying to answer Miss Connie's question the best that I can, okay?
Okay.
If you take the Book of Enoch and the luminaries and how the sun and the portals work, mm-hmm. if you were to take a piece of paper, a blank white sheet of paper, and right in the center you put the earth, and then you put four 90-degree angles, okay? The one going down to the right would be the southeast. To the left is the southwest. The north is, to the right upper top is the northeast.
Like a,
the left
like
upper top.
Like a compass, yeah.
Yeah, is the northwest, okay?
Okay.
This is how the sun rotates, okay? And before I go into how it rotates, Enoch 74:12, and the sun and the stars bring the years exactly, so they do not advance or delay their position by a single day until eternity, and complete the years with perfect justice in 364 days, okay? Until God steps in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first portal, okay, is the winter solstice, and it goes in the second portal, then the third portal. Then it gets close to the sun and veers, okay? It starts in the southwest, in the southeast, like say in the winter solstice, and then it hits right now, which is the equinox, which is probably the most important of all, okay? That's the fourth portal, then it goes fifth and sixth, then it goes across the top for the longest days of the year, then it comes back down in the summer solstice. It's the sixth, fifth, and fourth portal. It's close back to Earth, okay? And then it goes the third, second, and first portal, and you're back again to autumn, and then you go back again, and you just repeat it time and time again, okay? Mm-hmm. But to understand, there again, Enoch 82, 6, and 7. One of the first portal, and one of the third, and one of the fourth, and one of the sixth. And this year is completed in 364 days, okay? These cycles, okay, and the cycles of the stars are perfectly defined day after day after day with one slight exception,
okay? Yeah.
And that slight exception is that the rate precision of the Earth equals 1 degree every 72 years, okay? And that brings me to a question I guess I have for you. How many constellations are there?
Wow.
They just recently added one. I think it was early 2000s. They added Ophiuchus. That's the serpent bearer. It's the 13th constellation.
Okay. Technically, okay, and if you want them, I'll quote Enoch, and I'll give you about 85 Bible verses or two if you want. There's 48, okay? There's 48 constellations.
Wow.
The pictures that God drew around specific stars shows 12 signs with 3 additional constellations in each sign, a total of 48 constellations. Okay? Various aspects of God's plans have communicated in each of these signs from beginning to end. Now, remember, this is what Enoch described. And remember that Enoch, and the reason that the Jewish threw his book out, okay, let alone the Catholic Church,
right,
was that he prophesied so much about Jesus Christ, okay?
Right, can't have that.
Do I have time to go through these constellations?
Go right ahead, man. I'm holding the brakes for you. Go ahead.
Now, number one, Virgo, the virgin, okay, with a branch of each ear of corn and the first pregnancy to prophesy the seed of the one that gives birth. There's 3 minor in that. Okay, Coma, Centarius, which is a rider of the horse riding a spear, piercing a victim, and Boots, B-E-O-T-E-S, a man walking quickly with a branch or a spear or a sickle. Christ comes to rule, okay?
Yep.
The next is Libra, okay, weighing at a scale. The 3 minor constellations are Crux, the cross, Libus, mm-hmm. the wolf or victim, and Coronia, okay?
Coronia.
Yeah, the crown, okay? Uh-huh. That's the crown. Okay, we're balancing the value of fear to cover what is lacking, the sacrificial offering on the altar, okay? Now remember, all of this is explained by Enoch, okay? All these, the movement of these stars and constellations. Scorpio, okay? The enemy who draws the entrap, the sacrificial offerings and seeking to sting the heel of the man, okay? The subs are serpents, the serpent, snake, or reptile, Ophelius, the snake, serpent holder, or Hercules, the strong one, okay? That's the enemy. Those are the enemies. Satyricus, however you pronounce it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the gracious rider. You've got Lyra, the lyre or the harp. You got Ira, the altar, and you got Draco, the dragon.
Oh, my.
There you go, postman.
Yes.
Okay? The large old snake, serpent, devil, okay?
The infamous.
Yeah. And what's amazing, and guys, I'm going to send you this when I get done, Terry. Every one of these are backed up by at least 25 to 30 Bible verses.
So,
okay?
So what we're saying here is that there's a specific reason and name for each constellation, and each of the sub-constellations beneath that also serve that same purpose.
Yes.
Wow.
And the reason I bring that up, okay, even before Noah's flood, Enoch's calendar begins with the spring equinox. The calendar is contained in the book of Enoch, okay? After the flood, Noah's descendants settled in Mesopotamia, and a vast majority of the calendars, adapted exactly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the time of Abraham, which was called in 2091 B.C., the precession of the equinox moved from spring equinox into the constellation area.
Yes.
In other words, what happens is these constellations change,
mm-hmm.
and different things happen biblically.
Exactly.
Okay?
To correspond to them.
Not to actually cut you off, Frank, but yeah, every time one of these constellations change, if you go back biblically and actually find this just like you did, I mean, when Abraham came along, which was the constellation of Aries, that's the one he was born under at that time. At that time, yeah, the Anunnaki ruled the earth. The Anunnaki ruled the solar system. They ruled the frontier, and that actual constellation was ruled by the son of Enki, which is Marduk, and that was when he came to power. And there's actually stela and reliefs that are all over Mesopotamia about him, you know, because he ruled that house in a very different way.
Wow. I know, it's deep, isn't it? Now, here's one more. 2 years before Jesus was born in 7 B.C., the prophetic calendar had moved toward the constellation Pisces, the fish,
exactly.
In the springtime.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay?
Yeah.
Pisces is a picture of two fish, representing Jews and Gentiles. Okay? In the year 2121, the prophetic calendar will bring the constellation Aquarius, the water pourer, into the spring season. Okay? Now, who knows what that's going to mean? But like I say, if you go back to the constellation and study each one of them, I think I've kind of made my point. You know, but it's Christ's second coming is what Aquarius could bring, will bring, okay? But, I mean, you still got Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, and Leo, okay? All represent something around Christ.
Yeah, okay? and think about it. You know, when he got ready to go up to have the Last Supper, Aquarius pointed to his coming back, coming to his return, because that was the disciples asking him. He actually told them who to go ask. You know, he told them it was a man going to be carrying a pitcher of water. You know?
It's just amazing to me that it's like the whole universe is declaring God and declaring Christ to who they are. You know?
Yes.
The whole universe is speaking.
Yeah, all of creation does that.
Everything.
Yeah.
How can you not believe this, people?
No.
How can you be an atheist?
And the thing is, guys, the master architect of all this is Enoch, okay? Because he describes it perfectly, okay? And everything they're trying to do now, all through the sun and all that, that's described. That's kind of how Enoch has seen that, okay?
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. But to step back and think, well, all this just happened by a Big Bang Theory or whatever. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. Who's the crazy one, really?
Yeah. And then I just like that, taking too much of your time now, but I just wanted to share this with you and try to kind of answer, you know, Miss Connie's answers. But like I say, who's nervous about anything?
Don't be.
You got the creator of the universe on your side. I mean, geez, what do you care? You know,
when you're marked with by the creator, you ain't got anything to worry about, man.
Yeah, it's a neat thing, guys. Every time I'm like, I got it crossed.
So. I love it.
All right, appreciate your show.
Thank you, Frank.
That was really good, Frank.
That was great.
Thanks.
Good job.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
I got breaks I gotta hit. I'm sorry. I couldn't stop for that.
Hey, Dad, which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Practice hard and you can beat your toughest opponent. Keep pushing and you can beat your best time in the mile. Use your head and you can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. Beating the train is a deadly game, and the train wins every time. That's because any approaching train is always closer and going faster than you think. No wonder someone is hit or killed by a train every 3 hours. Pay attention around train tracks. Always stop for an approaching train. and never, ever drive around lowered gates or flashing lights. It's not only illegal, it'll get you killed. Sure, mad video skills will help you beat your buddies, but don't risk your life and theirs trying to beat the train. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by LDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our focus is on the severe weather threat, which begins in the overnight hours here in Alabama, unfortunately. For tonight, some widely scattered storms possible. Then later tonight, in the overnight hours, possibly as early as 1 a.m. in the far western counties, and then spreading eastward during the pre-dawn hours, in through the morning, and then finally into East Alabama around lunchtime or thereabouts. The threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornado. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet and next to you during the night, so it will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Also, make sure that your weather radio is in the alert mode so it can wake you up in the middle of the night as well. Stay weather aware and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Travel to Truvies and meet a group of women as delicate as magnolias, but tough as steel. The worldwide hit Steel Magnolias is now playing at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. As ASF transforms into a small Louisiana parish, watch six strong Southern women as they navigate life's challenges with wit, warmth, and intelligence. Get your tickets by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or visit asf.net. Steel Magnolias, now through May 5th at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
I should have left the mics on. Postman brought up the point that everything we just heard about the sun basically verifies the notion that we're living in a virtual reality. I mean, scientists now have come to that conclusion. We are. Now, maybe it's of God's mind. I don't know. But we're living in some kind of simulation, computer-like simulation, and it probably is from God. But energy, okay? We know energy can't be destroyed. It can only be changed in form. So the sun is a transformer. We don't know where it gets its energy from, but it takes it, assimilates it, sends it to Earth. Then the way God has got this all set up, the plants take that energy. Well, it's converted before it gets to the plants.
Yeah, it hits the upper atmosphere, and it's converted into a form of energy that can be used. It takes most of the UV out.
It has to, and yeah. Then you got photosynthesis for the
right.
Plants,
and then it sends it actually to the planet, and it hits the plants. The plants uses it, you know, for a photosynthesis process, and the actual plants make the food, you know, for us
with the protein and food nutrients in
right. Think about it.
Yeah, sustenance.
Think about it. Part of the plant is above ground. The other part of the plant is below ground. It's taking in all the vitamins and minerals that we need, and the upper part of the plant is taking in the sunlight, and it takes all the energy, you know, from the sun, and it takes mm-hmm. it from that red, yellow, blue, green spectral part of it.
Yep.
And that's what makes the a grape a grape. The color it is, that will make an orange orange. What makes an apple oh, red? Man. What makes a watermelon red?
Perfect.
It comes out of that spectral, that yellow, those seven colors, because this is a seventh dimensional galactic ascension machine, and this Earth will never die, people. It will never die. It'll just be refurbished. It'll never die.
And the Creator obviously knew what he was doing when he set all this up. It's all connected. How anybody could believe that this all happened, like we climbed out of the primordial ooze, that's insane. That is absolutely crazy. There's just too many connections. It's all interconnected. One system relies on another system, and it's all for us. It's all for us.
Yeah, and I mean, just think. You can walk out in your garden or walk out to one of your fruit trees and pick a piece of fruit off it. When you bite into it, it doesn't taste like electromagnetic radiation, but that's actually all it is, people. It's energy from the sun that we're consuming that keeps us living. That's all it is.
Yep.
It's sun energy. It's just converted. Our bodies convert it.
Yep. Yep. And it's all put in place by the Creator.
Yes.
To do what it's doing. That's why you're finding the Luciferian psychopaths that are running this world. This is why they're throwing the proverbial wrench into the gear, the network. They're trying anything that's of God, they're trying to screw up. GMOs, they're screwing everything up, and they're doing this on purpose. They know exactly what's going to happen. I got it. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Folks, when y'all call, please turn your phone down because you're listening for me over your, or turn your radio down rather, not your phone, because you're listening to my voice over your radio and it's like a 7-second delay and I'm not going to sit here and go hello, hello, hello for 7 seconds till you figure it out. So turn your radio down when you call, please. Thank you so much. Yes, it's unreal, you know, how anybody cannot believe in God's beyond me. I don't get it. I don't get it. Really don't. Wow. Well, I feel like anything else I talk about tonight is not going to be worth it because we just hit a high with this thing. This is wild. Oh, I read a story today where there was a wild police chase. Let's see where this was. Oh, Florida. Imagine that, Florida. Where a state trooper gets called to a rest area where three women are naked after showering at a rest stop, and they're standing out in the parking lot naked. They're air drying themselves after taking a shower. People are crazy, folks. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, hello, my friend. This is Warren.
Hey, Warren.
Isn't that information on the 5G was absolutely incredible.
I love it. So, well, you know, Postman, being the bus killer that he is, the rational guy who thinks way ahead of me, said, would you really think $1 trillion is going to stop these people? And he's got a point.
Well, he does have a point, but that's
something.
It's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. It's got to be stopped. So I'm glad he's doing it.
Absolutely. If you can, I would certainly appreciate you. Cause anything I can find on 5G, I'm posting all over the place.
Okay.
And I'm even sending it to, Trump at thewhitehouse.com.
Good.
I send stuff up there almost every day.
Good job. Somebody needs
and a lot of it is on 5G, and it's on 5G, chemtrails and everything. But mostly lately, it's been on 5G.
Good.
And if you could put that 5G information on the Clean the Air site.
I just did.
Oh, good. All right, you as usual, you are way ahead of me.
No, I'm not.
That's great.
Thank you for saying that.
Well, I will pick it up off of there and spread around. I'll send it to Trump and anybody else I can think of, and any of our congressmen, senators, and even state legislators.
Good.
Because it's going to take some of them to help fight it too.
Yes, it is. It's got to be stopped.
But, It's got to be, and I hope Trump sees it. I'm just so afraid that industry people are keeping it hidden from him, but I certainly hope he understands it, and we'll get on our side on it.
Me too. Well, good job on that, Grady Walker. Good job on that, Mr. Walker.
Okay, I'll, there we go. I tell you what, on Facebook, you have to have 3 or 4 aliases to stay on.
I know it. These people are evil, man.
They are way past evil. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They are the Luciferian psychopaths, as you say.
That's exactly what they are.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. I'll pick it up and reshare it.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. What a good man. He's a good man. Very good man. Thank you. He's actually putting himself out there. And that's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about, making a stand. If you believe in something, stand up for it. I tell you one thing. These vaccinations, when they start their mandatory vaccines, they're going to have to put me in jail because I'm not taking a vaccine. Absolutely not. I'm not going to do it. You know, I know we're supposed to render under Caesar what is Caesar's. Well, this don't apply in my book. No, because I know what these people are up to, and I'm not going to do it. I refuse, and I hope you'll stand with me in refusing. Ain't gonna do it.